When did you start bringing everything downstairs, just so you don't have to go back upstairs again? Joint Relief Institute. Move better, live better without surgery. Call 708-888-0000.
Time for entertainment news. Cindy Perlman-Gaber in Las Vegas. Let's talk first about movies playing this weekend, Cindy. And I'm interested in Pressure, or at least I was until I started reading some of the reviews. What are we hearing about this movie?
Good morning, Bob. And it is week two of the summer movie season. Everyone's trying to knock Star Wars off the top of the leaderboard. Pressure is a historical epic set in the tense 72 hours before D-Day. General Dwight D. Eisenhower, played by Brendan Fraser, and Captain James Stagg, Andrew Scott, face an impossible choice: launch the most dangerous seaborne invasion in history or risk losing the war. So it's a historical epic, big budget movie. Brendan Fraser coming off of a lot of Oscar talk. Should be have some merit to it, worth seeing. Another one this weekend, The Breadwinner, if you want something light. This is one with a supermom played by Mandy Moore. She lands a Shark Tank deal, switching roles with her breadwinner husband, the always funny Nate Bargatze. He struggles to adapt as a stay-at-home dad to their three daughters.
And let's see, there's also a couple of movies we're hearing about. Dustin Hoffman, Turner, what's that about?
Yeah, Dustin Hoffman back with Leo Woodall of White Lotus fame. They star in a crime drama thriller, Everything's 500 Things, about a talented piano player who suffers from a disease and discovers an unexpected aptitude for cracking safes, turning his life upside down. And Hoffman plays a famous piano tuner. And one more this week for a few laughs, Power Ballad. Rick, played by Paul Rudd, is a washed-up wedding singer, and Danny, played by Nick Jonas, is a fading boy band star. They develop a bond over music and late-night jam sessions. When Danny turns Rick's song into a hit, Rick sets out to reclaim the recognition and fame he believes that he deserves.
Coming attractions, Toy Story 5. When will this be around?
This is around really soon. The movie launches June 19th, but they just had the premiere in London last night. And it was good to see Chicago's own Joan Cusack out on the red carpet. And they're launching the last-minute trailers now for Toy Story 5. So now they're revealing a few things, including, did you know Bad Bunny is in this movie? No clue. Bad Bunny plays a character with a great name, Pizza with Sunglasses. That's his name.
Perfect.
Pixar describes Pizza as effortlessly cool and mysterious, who's a member of a small but mighty community of forgotten toys who live sadly in an abandoned backyard shed. Already they're playing on our heartstrings.
I'm told we have Nick Cage news this morning, and I don't know what it is, but if it's Nick Cage news, it's going to be unusual, right?
It's going to be odd, Bob, because Nicolas Cage, stick with us, is legally changing his name to Nicolas Cage. Now, remember, the Oscar winner was born Nicholas Kim Coppola. His father is August Coppola, the oldest brother of Uncle Francis Ford Coppola, who directed The Godfather and Apocalypse Now. Nicolas Cage always had an issue. He didn't want to be seen as another Coppola. So he says, and I quote, "I am Nick Cage. I changed my name legally last year. Nick Cage was always my stage name, but now I'm Nick Cage in life." And he has a great quote. He said, "'Tis better to be the patriarch of my own little family than a clown cousin on the margins of someone else's." So now you can refer yourself to a clown cousin in these big family cases. But little history, the 62-year-old Cage who lives in Vegas took that name from a fictional Marvel character named Luke Cage. He wanted something short and sweet, sort of like James Dean when he was a younger actor. And he said he created the name change, especially people were saying, "I love the smell of Nicholas in the morning," which drove him nuts because it was always about the family and not him.
He is always odd. There is a big fall music festival planned for Washington, D.C. They've got quite a lineup for this show, don't they?
They really do. It's Rage Against the Machine's co-founder and longtime activist Tom Morello just announced this week the Power to the People Music Festival in D.C., coming up, a nonpartisan celebration, they're saying, a peace, justice, solidarity, music, and community action, October 3rd at Meriwether Post Pavilion in Maryland, technically near D.C. Tom's got a lot of music friends, including his bestie Bruce Springsteen, who he's on tour with right now. And then also the Foo Fighters will be there, Dave Matthews, Joan Baez, Dropkick Murphys, Jack Black, Morello will be playing. And tickets go on sale this Saturday at 8 a.m. Central. You can find out more at www.powertothepeoplefest.com.
Mark Amber is a name you probably don't know, but you may be hearing a lot more about this singer in the future, don't you think?
Definitely. Mark Amber has a debut album that came out a few years ago. One song called Belong Together raced up the charts, and it's a great album, the debut album. But now he just released a single from a new album coming out later this year. The single is called New York Confidant, and he's one of these infectious, good-spirited people who write songs that just makes you want to get up and dance and play the song 50 times. And the cool thing, too, is he's a lesson in dreams come true. Mark told me when he was a kid, he bought every Ed Sheeran album. He watched Ed Sheeran. He bought his same guitar. His girlfriend was in love with Ed Sheeran, so he watched his moves in concert. And a few months ago, he got a phone call. Guess who it was? Ed Sheeran, who asked him, will you be my opening act this summer on the road?
Nice.
So for all the people out there who are trying in artistic pursuits, don't give up. You never know.
Here's a little bit of his song. Mark Amber, remember that name. Cindy Perlman-Gaber in Las Vegas. Thanks, Cindy. Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend, Bob.
What's going on around here? Let's find out. At 8:22, we're joined by Choose Chicago's Stephen Crano. Hi, Steve. Let's start with all the fests. And I guess one of the big ones is in Wicker Park in Westtown. Tell us about it.
You got it, Bob. So we have Do Division Street Fest coming this weekend, one of the many street festivals happening in Chicago neighborhoods Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I think Do Division Street is kind of a quintessential Chicago street festival. You got the vendors, you got your art, shopping at local businesses. But this one is also very focused on the music programming. So a lot of local acts get scheduled by local venues, the Empty Bottle and Subterranean. So this is a great way to get a handle on what the Chicago music scene is like, you know, what's current, what's the sound out there. So if you're a music lover, Do Division Street Fest this weekend, can't miss.
A little further north in Lincoln Square, Mayfest celebrates German heritage, and I imagine you can get some good brats there too, huh?
I think you absolutely can. Think of this as like the spring version of Oktoberfest. So, you know, Mayfest in Lincoln Square is you're going to have the food, the beer gardens, music, dancing. It is a great time. And with all of the public space improvements that have just finished up in the neighborhood, I think the area around the festival is going to be nicer than ever this year.
And Portage Park this weekend will be one giant hot dog stand, won't it?
Yes, it will. The Windy City Hot Dog Fest in Portage Park is all about celebrating one of our most iconic foods, the Chicago hot dog. So, you know, it's a family-friendly event, sample the hot dogs from so many local vendors. And the best part is you actually get to decide who has the best Frankfurter. So everyone who gets there gets to be the judge. You sample them and you vote. So it's a very good time.
All the details on these fests, if you go to the Choose Chicago website, choosechicago.com. It's interesting that this Pokemon fossil exhibit at the Field Museum has already become one of the big attractions of the summer. And tell us more about this. What is it exactly?
Yeah, get tickets now because this is so popular. It's amazing. So obviously, Pokemon has been around for years and years, and I think that the Pokemon Fossil Museum at the Field Museum is honestly going to be just as popular for millennials like me as it is for young kids, just because of the nostalgia factor. It's a creative way to combine paleontology and Pokemon characters and help audiences really engage with science and natural history. It just goes to show how Chicago museums are truly never done innovating and thinking of new ways to create engaging experiences.
Yeah, just opened last weekend, the Pokemon Fossil Museum at the Field. And now we are very happy to report that guaranteed rate or the rate has become a destination for people who want to see the new White Sox, right?
Yeah, they're having a great season. They're home all this weekend, today through Sunday, playing the Tigers. They're even creeping up on the division leader, Cleveland, right now. They have an over 500 season. I went last weekend, took my baby to her first game. She got her first game certificate. It was a blast. I hadn't been to a Sox game in way too long. Can't recommend it enough.
Yeah, and the weather looks good, so get out there and enjoy some good baseball on the South Side. It's been a while. More at ChooseChicago.com. Stephen Crano, thank you. Have a good weekend yourself.
Thank you, Bob. You too.